Researchers at Indiana University's Liu Lab for the study of neural networks have discovered that caffeine, among two other common components, can strengthen brain cells and help ward off Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other degenerative brain diseases. Before you decide to drink a pot or two of coffee every morning in the hopes of avoiding these maladies, one of the lab's key scientists, Youssef Ali, cautions that the findings are just a step towards developing effective drugs that can prevent the onset of dementia. Ali joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk to discuss these exciting new findings.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week, research scientist Youssef Ali. He works at Indiana University's Gill Center for Biomolecular Science. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
One of the reasons we're having you is because of this fantastic work you're doing dealing with these tiny little things called neurons.
Yes, I've always been fascinated studying how these brain cells are formed and how they connect with each other and how they are disrupted in diseases like Alzheimer's.
Let's get to the first questions. What precisely is a neuron?
It's a principal building unit of the brain. So these are brain cells that communicate with each other and forms the basis of learning and memory, emotion, and all sorts of functions that the brain does. And they're supported by other cells in the brain called glial cells, which provide support and make sure that these cells stay alive from the time they're born. And when we have loss of these neurons, you see commonly in diseases like Alzheimer's, the brain function is disrupted.
The typical neuron sort of looks like a tree in the wintertime, you know, denuded, bare, and leafless.
Yes, that's a very accurate description. In fact, the very first drawings by Cahal shows these beautiful fine processes that emanate from the central cell body, which is where you have, you know, the nucleus and whatnot. And these are specialized polarized cells. So you have one process called the axon that basically connects it to other neurons and relays the information that that brain cell gets and spreads it to whatever circuit it's forming.
So is that like a telephone line?
It is like a telephone line, and some of these processes can be very, very, very long. And then you have another process from the cell body that's called the dendrites. Now, these are beautiful, branched, delicate structures that receive the information, which is later relayed on to other parts of the brain.
If something goes amiss, you will have neurodegenerative disease.
Exactly.
Quite possibly.
Yes. So one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders that's increasing in numbers is Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. You also have other diseases like Parkinson's and Huntington's. So the pathology and the causes of these diseases might be very unique to them. But at the end of it, you have degeneration in which the synapses are the first that go away. And so when you don't have these synapses, when you get rid of these connections, you basically are affecting the function of that area. For instance, the area that's affected in Alzheimer's is the hippocampus, amongst others, where if you get rid of these neurons, you cannot learn, you cannot remember, you cannot reform or retain memories.
And process. This is what we would be describing when we say dementia.
Exactly. All the memory that you formed is because of these information that these neurons have retained and established. So when these brain cells are gone, the memories are gone.
And some of the work that you and your colleagues are doing, hopefully, will remedy some of these diseases.
We definitely hope to. What our lab, I'm a part of the Liu Lab. One of the main facets of the lab is understanding how these brain cells maintain the synapses. What are the essential proteins that this neuron needs to survive throughout a lifetime? Because once they're born, they have to survive throughout the whole lifetime of an individual.
Wow.
Because once they're gone, they cannot be replaced that easily. So we are interested in understanding what these important proteins are that help the neuron to survive throughout its lifetime, and also to understand the pathological processes that happen in diseases like Alzheimer's that cause these neurons to die.
Now, last year, you and your colleagues in the Lu lab, and can you tell us real quickly, who is Lu?
Oh, yes. Huichen Lu is endowed Gill chair. I was a part of her lab from Baylor College of Medicine.
Right.
And so she is, she moved her whole lab from Baylor, and we all came to Indiana University to be a part of the Gill Center.
So last year,
yes,
that gang,
yes,
published a paper. Now, it showed that a certain enzyme can prevent misfolding and clumping of proteins in the brain, which we don't want, because that either leads to or is these neurodegenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease.
Exactly. Throughout one's lifetime, this happens way before you get the disease. So if you have a lot of junk in the neuron, so it provides some sort of a stress to the neurons, so they cannot clear them off. It's like a full overflowing garbage can. So these are pathological hallmarks, and these are linked to why the neurons become sick.
So you have identified this particular enzyme, which may prevent this kind of junk.
We were interested in identifying therapeutic targets that can prevent or reduce the loss of neurons in these diseases. So one of them was this enzyme called NMNAT, and it makes a very important cofactor in your brain, in your cells, called NAD. If you reduce the level of this protein in these neurons below a certain threshold, that is enough to trigger neurodegeneration. Our goal is to find a drug, for instance, that engages this enzyme and increases its level.
Last month, you and the crew released a paper identifying 24 compounds that can boost the enzyme. One of those compounds, caffeine. And by the way, you're drinking a cup of coffee right now, I see.
Yes. So once we identified that this protein can be very neuroprotective and can get rid of all these toxic proteins, so we wanted to understand how this protein is regulated to better get a grasp on designing better drugs targeting this protein. So amongst the upregulators, we had caffeine. That was interesting because you have so many studies in animal models and in humans that talk about caffeine being neuroprotective. Will I advocate people drinking coffee? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has its benefits, but the kind of caffeine dosing we were doing was equivalent to maybe like 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day. We did very acute studies. So we just injected pure caffeine in mice and looked at the level of this protein. And with 2 injections of pure caffeine, we saw an increase. Now, we didn't do any chronic studies to dose caffeine and see if it has an effect on dementia. But I think other people have done it, and some groups have shown beneficial effect. The main punchline here is these preventive measures early on is good enough to probably delay the onset of dementia. That's what we want. We want a disease-modifying therapy because you don't have any treatment for Alzheimer's. I hope we reach a point in our lifetime to find a cure for Alzheimer's or dementia. But during the wait, if we can come up with ways to delay the onset such that you never get the disease in your lifetime, that would be beneficial.
Yusuf Ali, research scientist. Thank you so much for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks a lot for having me.